Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 22 other major languages. Tens of thousands tune in each week for spiritual encouragement and blessing. But radio ministry is just one part of what we do at Heralds of Hope. We also distribute Bibles and literature. And our newest publication is called Hope Herald. It's a study guide designed to complement the teaching you'll hear on this broadcast. We would be happy to send a copy of this study guide to you if you just contact us and ask for it. Stay tuned, and you will hear our contact information at the end of the program. In today's teaching from John 13, we see the cold heart of Judas Iscariot. We wonder how Judas could have been so close to Jesus, yet so far away. We ask the same question about the Pharisees. How could they see all Jesus did and want to kill him because of it? Unfortunately, Judas and the Pharisees were not the first ones to respond this way. Since the fall, we see people coming face to face with the truth and rejecting it. David shows us the opposite, a soft heart. Confronted with the truth, he said, "I have sinned." May God help us have a heart that is soft and open to the truth. Picture a burning candle. When you hold a piece of bread above the flame, it becomes hard and brittle. Now picture holding another candle above the flame. It immediately begins to soften and drip. The flame is like the truth. The truth does not change. The basis of truth is the nature of God. Thankfully, there is no chance that will ever change. The effect of the flame on one object is to harden it, and another object is softened. Our hearts are similar. Some people hear the truth and are convicted and repent. Others will hear the truth and become bitter and cold. We wonder how Judas and the Pharisees could have missed him. Yet, according to Romans chapter 1, all of us are without excuse. We all can see God in His creation. No one has a good reason to reject God. Yet, there are still those who do. Some insist there is no God, and we are here by chance. They say we came from nothing, and we return to nothing. They hold to this line despite the mounting evidence to the contrary. Science is showing us incredible things about His intricate creation. The evidence points to a creator and a master plan. How can someone see and know this and still walk away from Him? This is like the bread in the flame. Their hearts are hard and brittle. This makes us ask, how can we make sure this is not us? What must we do to have a soft heart? How can we be like the candle and be soft toward truth? I believe 2 Thessalonians 2:10 gives us the answer. We must have a love for truth. Truth, in this case, is so much more than rules or written documents. To love the truth is to love Jesus. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Loving the truth is loving Jesus. Loving Jesus is saying yes to Him. Those who are saying yes to Jesus will not reject Him. You cannot love Him and ignore what He says. Saying yes to Him is living for and with Him every day. If Judas and the Pharisees would have loved Jesus, the story could have been much different. Instead, their interaction with the truth caused their hearts to become cold. Today, when you hear truth, don't harden your heart. Instead, love the truth and grow in your relationship with Him.
Now, here is Pastor J. Mark with today's teaching from John.
Some substances, when they become cold, become very hard, very brittle. To become pliable, they have to be warmed. Certain precious metals, like gold and silver, have a very low melting point when you compare them to steel. We are told that a dead tree, under the proper conditions, will petrify it will actually become like rock. And after that, it has no function, no particular use, except to be exhibited in a museum. Now, even in our human relationships, sometimes love gets cold and it hardens. It loses its warmth. Even love toward God can cool off, and it can get somewhat hard. Here in John 13 and verses 21 to 30, we have demonstrated for us what happened when love petrified. So listen now as I read John chapter 13 and verses 21 to 30. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit, and testified and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked on one another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. We know that was John. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spoke. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a morsel when I have dipped it. And when he dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the morsel, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, What you are going to do, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this unto him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said to him, Buy those things that we have need of for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the morsel, went immediately out, and it was night. Our Lord gave several words to the disciples and to us, which show us how love can become petrified. The first word is, love hardens under the piercing word. I want you to reflect upon what Jesus said. One of you shall betray me. Can you recreate the picture in your mind? Can you see Jesus with his 12 disciples, those men who had been closest to him, those who had heard all his teachings, and those whose feet he had just washed to demonstrate his endless, matchless love? These were the ones that were gathered around him now, reclining at the table. And he said, One of you shall betray me. One of you, he said. They had not yet known what that meant. It must have pierced each one of them to their very heart. One of you shall betray me. That is a piercing word. It is a word that cuts to the quick. It cuts deep in the heart. That's one word from Jesus to demonstrate how love can petrify. When the piercing word revealed the betrayer, there had to follow the identifying word. John, who was lying on Jesus' bosom, asked the question, Who is it, Lord? Well, of course, they wanted to know. Jesus had made it specific enough that one of them was going to commit this awful deed. And John said, Who is it, Lord? Tell us who it is. Now watch how Jesus answered. He said, He it is to whom I will give the morsel when I have dipped it. I understand from reading the Jewish Encyclopedia that the observance of the Passover had in it the dipping of a morsel of bread and then eating it as some symbol of the deliverance from the land of Egypt. Jesus, as the host of the Passover feast, took this morsel, dipped it in the broth, and gave it to Judas Iscariot. Now, he was marked out by this identifying word, He it is to whom I shall give the morsel when I have dipped it. I don't see any other conclusion to draw but that the love Judas had at one time must have suddenly hardened. It was petrified. Jesus' identifying word brought it out into the open when he gave that morsel to Judas Iscariot, Simon's son. It was truly an identifying word. And what followed was not happenstance, not just circumstance, for Jesus said the commanding word. We are informed in this text that as soon as Judas had received the morsel, Satan entered into his heart. Then Jesus said, "Whatever you are going to do, do it quickly." In other words, don't hesitate. The time has now come for you to act. These thoughts may well have been brooding in Judas' mind. Earlier in John's Gospel, we learn that Judas was the one who said, "Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?" That was the scene when Mary anointed the feet of Jesus with that box of precious ointment. Judas must have been brooding over this for quite some time. And now Jesus said to him, "What you're going to do, do quickly." But it wasn't clear to the others, the ones who were looking on. We would think that they should have now understood what Jesus was predicting, what he was pointing out to them, and how he was giving the command that would actually accomplish what he had come to do. It was certainly clear to Judas, because the Bible tells us here that he went out immediately. He went out into the darkness of the night. And that, my friend, is not only physical, but spiritual as well. There is something rather foreboding about that. Here was a man whose love had petrified. When Jesus said, "Do it quickly," Judas went out into the night. The darkness of the night surrounded and enveloped him. And so in this experience of Judas, his love was petrified. It hardened. It lost its warmth. Now Jesus' words show us how that can be possible. It was the piercing word, "One of you shall betray me." It was the identifying word, "He it is to whom I will give the morsel when I have dipped it." And it was the commanding word to Judas, "Do it quickly." My friend, love needs to be kept alive. It needs to be kept vibrant. So don't let your love die or harden or petrify. And yet, even in this, Jesus loved Judas, and he loves you too, my friend.
My friend, was this teaching helpful? If you'd like a copy, either in print or a digital file, just contact us and ask for it by title, or log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org. The quickest way for you to connect with us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or a digital file of this teaching. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can request our Bible study guide, Hope Herald. It follows these radio programs and will help you learn more about what we're studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of the Hope Herald today. Here's the contact information one more time. Our email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching. It's available in print or a digital file, and you can also request a free copy of our newest publication, The Hope Herald. It will help you gain more value from our study in John. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, heraldsofhope.org. Now, I urge you to tune in next week as Pastor J. Mark continues our study from John's Gospel. You won't want to miss it. And until then, keep looking to Jesus. He's our hope for today and for every day.